In this bulletin, 11 deaths and 1,355 new COVID cases in Victoria. Pfizer's COVID vaccine approved for use in young children in the United States. And in sport, Pakistan beats Afghanistan in the T20 World Cup, while the West Indies defeat Bangladesh. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has reported another 1,355 new local cases of COVID-19 and 11 deaths. Melburnians will be able to shop in stores and travel to regional Victoria from today after further restrictions were lifted last night. The relaxation in rules comes as the state is expected to pass its 80% full vaccination target today. And New South Wales has recorded 236 new cases and 3 further deaths. There are 343 people in hospital with COVID and 81 in intensive care. 87% of New South Wales residents aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated. The United States Food and Drug Administration has approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine for children aged 5 to 11. The FDA authorised a dose of the Pfizer vaccine for young children that's one-third of what's administered to those aged 12 and older. The Food and Drug Administration's vaccine chief, Dr. Peter Marks, has urged American parents to get their children vaccinated as soon as they can, warning the country could face a winter surge of COVID cases.
Protect your children so that they can get back towards normal lives and so that you feel more comfortable with the activities that they would like to go about doing. Because I think that the tremendous cost of this pandemic has not just been in physical illness, it's been in the psychological, the social development of children. So that's yet another reason to think about doing this.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has arrived in Rome for the first in-person meeting of the G20 leaders since the onset of the pandemic. The meeting will be a precursor to the UN climate talks in Glasgow, and a leaked draft communique shows G20 countries acknowledging the need for net zero emissions by 2050. But it's understood that China, India and Russia won't support that position, and that those countries and Australia won't commit to an end date to phase out coal. Speaking to reporters at the airport just after he landed in Rome, Mr. Morrison says he expects a final version of the communique to be worked through over the next few days.
And Australia's commitment for net zero by 2050, as you all know, is a significant commitment from Australia. And I'm looking forward to updating other leaders on our plans and programs, particularly on our keenness to work with other countries on those technology breakthroughs. That frankly, when you're talking about hitting net zero emissions, it's the same sort of challenge the world faces when you're looking for a vaccine to end a pandemic. It's only through those solutions that all around the world will ultimately address this very big challenge.
Labor has called the government's revised climate commitments a non-plan with no substance. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the difference between the government's old climate policy and its new one is the removal of one word.
With his non-plan to hit net zero by 2050 through a vibe rather than through any great strategy. When the Prime Minister speaks in Glasgow, the other world leaders will know the difference between style over substance. And whilst we welcome the fact that the government has removed that one word from its net zero emissions position, that of preferable, we want to see some actual substance from this Prime Minister.
Lawyers for the person who was in charge of weapons on the movie set where Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer say she doesn't know where the live ammunition came from and blames producers for unsafe working conditions. 24-year-old Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was the armourer on the set of the Western movie Rust, and her lawyers say she and the prop master had control over the guns and never witnessed anyone shoot live rounds with the weapons. Industry experts have said that live ammunition should never have been on the set. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins received a fatal gunshot wound in the incident in the state of New Mexico. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam Mendoza says it's clear there was complacency on the set.
Well, obviously, I think the industry has had a record recently of being safe I think there was some complacency on this set, and I think there are some safety issues that need to be addressed by the industry and possibly by the state of New Mexico, but I'll leave that up to the industry and the state to determine what those need to be.
And in sport, Pakistan has made it 3 T20 World Cup wins from 3 with a victory against Afghanistan in Dubai, and the West Indies have kept alive their chances of defending the World Cup with a gripping 3-run victory over Bangladesh, who were all but knocked out of the tournament by their third successive defeat. And now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, a shower or two developing, 16. Hobart, a shower or two easing, and 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17. Wollongong, similar conditions, 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, showers and a likely storm, 33. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.